This is what I make if I can't shit or if my skin is bad. Start by chopping up one onion, just really roughly. Then we're gonna need 3 carrots. For the carrots, I'm not even gonna peel them. CVF. So dice these up and chuck them with the onions because we're gonna be cooking them both together. Because the carrots are big, I'm just gonna do 2. One more thing to chop. Garlic. I'm gonna just roughly chop this garlic up. Oh, that made me eyes water. Okay, garlic.
Add a little bit of oil to your pot. To that, you're gonna add your onion and carrot. Saute this for about 5 minutes or until it's, the onions are a bit translucent and it's sweated down a bit. Also, just a little bit of salt. We season every layer, thank you.
The main event that's gonna make you really shit yourself. Lots of fiber. Red lentils. So I'm gonna do 2 cups of these. Make sure you give them a rinse first. The water will be quite murky for the first few rinses. I like to rinse them like 3 times and then they're good.
After about 5 minutes, chuck your garlic in and cook that for about a minute or so.
1 teaspoon of chili flakes, bit of oregano, cumin, bit of rosemary, and a little bit of turmeric.
Add this to the pot. Cook this for about another minute. This just helps all the spices come alive.
There's our veggies. To that, you're gonna add your red lentils that are washed and drained. 8 cups of water. For chicken stock, I've got this one here. This is a concentrate. I'm gonna do 1 tablespoon and about 1/2. I'm gonna just try it. I'm gonna add some more salt. I feel like you're always better off adding salt before the cooking phase rather than after, because it kind of, this fucking thing. Sick of that, sick of it. Bit of Celtic salt in there. Bit of black pepper, can't forget. Now we're gonna put this on the stove and bring it to a boil. Then we're gonna simmer it for about 1/2 hour or until the lentils are done.
This is what she looks like after 15 minutes. We just need to give her another 15 and she's done. That looks perfect. We're gonna turn the gas off.
The last ingredient is some fresh lemon juice. I normally just do 1 lemon. I feel like any more than that is too much. I'm gonna just blend 1/2 of it because I want some texture. You can blend the whole thing, but the texture's a little bit, it's like baby food, which is fine if you're into that. This looks absolutely gorge. Look at that. Top it with a little bit of chili, olive oil, bit of fresh parsley, and a few spring onions. They just taste good in there.